We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning Amud Beis, six lines from the top. The first word on the line is Matanos Adah, we're starting right after that, Pshita. Kosav Lezeh, Bekosav Lezeh, if you have a Shemirah, there are all the Nechasim to Ruvain, and he wrote all the Nechasim to Shimon, and he actually wrote a shtar, but he didn't give over the shtar. He didn't give over the shtar raya. He just wrote a shtar, but he said it and wrote it. I gave all my nechasim to Reuven, then 4 hours later, I give all my nechasim to Shimon. So what's the halacha? Then he dies. What's the halacha? Hainu chiosu ravdimi omar daitiki mevateles daitiki. That's the halacha we learned before, that on 2 days ago's blat, that daitiki mevateles, I think it was on yesterday's blat, from Alf on Alf, daitiki mevateles daitiki, that a matnash chimera can mevatel the matnash chimera. Why? Because since you could be chayzer if he would get better, so that means that it's not really chal till after Misa, and he can still be chayzer as long as he's alive. He still can be chayzer, make a new daitiki. So daitiki mevatelas daitiki. That is the halacha of kosav lezeh v'kosav lezeh. But if kosav azika lezeh v'kosav azika lezeh, this is more. Here, he wrote all the chos to Reuven, and he gave him over the shtar raya. That's what it means. He gave him over the shtar raya. So here, already, it's more real. He actually gave over the shtar raya. So here's machlokes. Rav Omar Rishon Kana, the Rishon's Kana, he can't mevatel this anymore. V'Shmuel Omar Sheni Kana. Why? Rav Omar Rishon Kana, Reini Kvatnes Bari. Rav says that if you give over the shtar, then it's like a real, it's like a kinyan, and therefore, it's like a matnes shchimer, they wrote a kinyan. And it's like Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, you have a smile, and you cannot be chayzer. And Shmuel says, Sheini Kana, because Shmuel holds that when you give over the shtar, that is not, it actually is a little bit different, but it's definitely not a matnas bari. Shmuel holds that it's not megareya one way or another. That means that Shmuel held, if you made a kinyan, so then it's worse, because it looks like I'm doing a kinyan misa. But if I give you all the chasm, I hand you over the shtar, so then, like the Rashbam says later, it's not Yipakayach, it's not Hiroas Kayach. It stays a regular matnas shchimira, and therefore you could be chayzer. Shmuel Sheni Kana. So here it's a very similar machlekes where Rav says the Rishon's Kana, why? Because Rav always holds with when I do something extra, like giving over the shtar, that's a Yipakayach. It makes it into a matnas bari. Masha Inkin, according to Shmuel, he says no, it still has then a matnas shchimira, and if Amad chayzer. So Gemara Esek Hasha. Already have this machlekes. Why did you machlekes twice? Someone says pasha, like we just spoke out. Tzricha. The itma baha. If you only said the first machlekes baha kamarav shem the kana, there you actually made a kinyan. So there, I understand the rishon's kana and the shen and the rishon's kana. Even if it doesn't die, everything because there it's a real kinyan. Masha'inkin over here, you didn't actually make a kinyan suda. You just gave over the star. That there it's nothing. Maybe the giving over the star is not a yipikayach like kinyan. The Shmuel, the name of the Ha'in can kinyan. The name of the Gomelak Knoiz of Ashtar. Here's no kinyan. But here, so maybe here we moide the Shmuel that it's nothing. And the same davis v'itmahav he said here to get Shmuel v'hakama Shmuel. That's what Shmuel says. Sheni kana v'hach a moed le'rav because there's real kinyan tzricha. You need both cases. Zot the Gemara vayta besura mas nahachi besura. We have this din of zika. The Rashbam is two pshatim. We're going to Rashbam's pshat that he likes better. So it means the machlekes Rav and Shmuel we have by zika lezeh in sura they have that machlekes in pumpadisa they learn a little different. From this is Mas Nahachi. Omrav Yirmi Ba'aba, Shochu Leimi Bei Rav L'Shmuel. They sent a Shaila from Rav to Shmuel. Yim Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, Shchimira Shekosav Kol Nechosav La'acherim, V'konu Miyodoi Mahu. Here we have a case where it's even more than Omar Aleph. And when we go through Met Shem, when we finish the Sugi, when we go through all five cases. So Shochu Leimi Bei Rav L'Shmuel, Yim Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, he wrote all the chasim to Reuven, gave him over the shtar, and made a kinyan suda. But konu miyadei mahu. Shalach lehu ein achar kinyan klum. This is a story that Shmuel Paskin, ein achar kinyan klum. Shmuel Paskin like that. Because here you have a lot of things over here. He had wrote the star to Reuven, he gave him over the star, he made a kinyan. Topic of Nugimel Amaral, Sova minei hani mili la'achar. Aval atz my loy. They thought maybe that ein achar kinyan klum means that if you give it now to the sheni, it's too late. The Rishon was kinyan. He can't be chayzim that. But maybe for himself, if he gets better, then avadi, since it's machmas misa, he could be chayzim. Omlu Rav Chisdik, also Rav Huna Mekofri, Pirsha, bein la'atzmai, bein la'acherim. Saif himself, and Saifa Acherim, he cannot be chayzim when he does this trifecta, basically, giving away all in the chosim, but then giving over the star, and then making a kinyan. Then already, he says he cannot be chayzim. And the Gemara ends off with a story. Who the Kanamenei, someone who made a kinyan, and he means he made a kinyan and he wrote a star and he gave it to him, like we just learned, such a case. Also, what should I do for you? You didn't do like a regular shchimira who does it la'acha misa, and therefore you can be chayzer. Here, since you did everything right now, you did dangan tachalos now, even Shmuel is moida, that you can't be chayzer. So Rashbam tells us now, v'hashta shamina, and there's five different chaluk edinim, gir says dalid, but you have to change it to hey. There are five different chaluk edinim that come out from our sugya and Shmuel. We pass like Shmuel bedini, so that's what we're going to handle Shmuel and not Rav. So the five halachas that come out from Shmuel is, if you didn't halt kav till now, you have a second chance. We're going to go through the five different halachas that come up from Shmuel. Number one, a matnas shchimira that did not leave over in the chosim, and he did it. He wrote in it a kinyan. So just to speak out parenthetically, that if it will be a miksas nechosav, then you need a kinyan. So it's not right, it's not a problem. But even though he gave away all nechosav, you didn't need a kinyan. And you started to make a kinyan. You have a kinyan, and you didn't give over a star. So you have a kinyan, you didn't give over a star. What's the halacha? Shmuel holds, I don't know what the paskin here. And therefore you're not makabel, even if he dies, because maybe I want to do it only achamisa, and it doesn't work. That's case number one. Case number two is, if you meyapeh es koyach, and you write that this kinyan I'm doing, so then, it works. Then it works. Then if he dies. If he doesn't die, you can be chayzer. Like we learned that if he gets better, you can be chayzer. In such a case, we have moisif kayach. So case number two is you made a kinyan, but you wrote in the shtar this kinyan is moisif al matana. Case number three is that it's similar to case number two is where a shchimira that said kisvu v'tnu mano l'ploini, so kisvu v'noisnim, even lachamisa. Why? Because again, we're talking about there miyapa koyach. We're talking about there where he wanted to give the present, but he just said that kisvu v'tnu, write the star for yipa koyach. That's because the Mara Kasha Rav Aleph said, "I says Shmuel's a kisvu v'noisnim stiros." Mara said, "They're talking about miyapa as koyach." That's what we're talking about. That. Here, but Savasa, I'm a kisvu v'tnu perish yichdu v'shtar ahu yipu koyach the kinyan ma'isav matanasa. That was the case. Kisvu v'tnu means write in the shtar this extra yipu koyach, and there also it'll work because there is miyapu koyach. Without yipu koyach, it wouldn't work. So that's case number three. Case number four is you gave away all the chasim, you wrote in the shtar, and you gave him the shtar for a shtar raya, and then you did it to another guy. So another guy, Reuven Dan Shimon. Their halacha is, it still blives the matan shchimera, and therefore you could be mechayzer on your matan shchimera. Case number five is, where you kosav v'ziko v'hikna, so there, such a case, where you wrote the shtar, you made a king of Sudar, and you gave it over, so there, the halacha is, bein la'atzmai, bein la'acha, you cannot be chayzer, because there, it's a good kinyan. There it's a good kinyan, and it's chal from right now, even l'fi Shmuel, because you wrote a star, and you gave over the star, and you made a kinyan, and it was matan shchimra altogether, then Shmuel will agree it's a done deal from now.